and welcome to our broadcast. Today we're in our second message concerning battles of the Bible. Stay tuned. Broadcast, we see that Joshua was being prepared for the battle. Now, to be prepared is to have a plan of attack, but it also is to have a plan for defense. We read in Nehemiah chapter 4, verse number 14, that Nehemiah said, "Fight for your brethren, for your sons, for your daughters, for your wives, and for your houses." We are under attack, and we have never been more under attack concerning the cause of Christ than we are right now, and you better be prepared for the battle. Paul the Apostle went through his life. He said, it's a battle. He said, I fought a good fight. Now, to fight is to take part in a struggle. And the Bible says in Ephesians 6, verse number 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. So listen carefully. You better get prepared for the battle. We are under attack. Now in Joshua chapter 1, we see that Joshua is commanded to go to the other side of the River Jordan. Now, we're going to get to that other side. It's not going to be a picnic. We're going to see that the book of Joshua is a book of battles. In Joshua chapter 6, he's fighting the battle of Jericho. In chapter 7, there's the battle at Ai. And then again in chapter 8, the battle of Ai. And then in chapter 10, he's fighting the Amorites. And then in chapter 11, there's several kings who come against Joshua and God's people. And the battles go on and they go on. The thing about the victorious Christian life is there's far more to it than going to church three times a week and sitting there while they sing, pray, sing announcements, offering, have a little sermonette from the preacherette that makes little Christianettes. There's a lot more to it than that. So Joshua is commanded here. He says, arise, verse 2, Joshua chapter 1, arise and go over this Jordan. Now, what that is, basically, is that the Jordan represents death to self. That's the starting place. If you're going to win this battle that we're going to be facing and should be facing and are commanded to face in the Word of God, the first thing that has to happen is death to self. That's what the Jordan represents. And then in verse number 3, we see where he said this phrase, the sole of your foot shall tread. The sole of your foot shall tread. Now, we're talking about walking. 1 Corinthians 7:17 says, as the Lord hath called everyone, so let him walk. And so ordained I, said Paul, in all the churches. The whole thing is, it's not the talk, it's the walk. We need to get out there and get busy and walk spiritually in the things of God. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 1 says, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Walk worthy of the vocation. Some people think that word vocation is vacation. That's not what it is. It says, walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Now, the word vocation in the Greek here is the same word that has been translated called at the end of the verse. And so it can be read, walk worthy of the calling wherewith ye are called. But the emphasis here is on the walk. Walk worthy. Walk. The sole of your feet shall tread. So death to self is one thing, but then moving on for God spiritually is another thing. Well, how do we do that? It's very plain. Verse number 7 says we are to observe to do. It says it again in verse number 8. Observe to do. The Lord said in Leviticus chapter 19, verse number 37, observe all my statutes and all my judgments and do them. Deuteronomy 5:32, and again in Deuteronomy 6:25, he says, ye shall observe to do. Actually, there's 18 verses in the Bible that have the phrase, observe to do, observe to do. So observe, get into the Word of God, learn what it says, and then do it. Then in verse 8, the Bible says, this book shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. This book, God says to Joshua, you're going to get into this battle, you better get into this book. Thou shalt meditate therein day and night. That word meditate, there's 14 verses in the Bible that talk about it. One of them is in Genesis, one in Joshua, 9 in Psalms, 1 in Isaiah, 1 in Luke, and to the pastor in 1 Timothy, he says you better meditate in the book if you're going to win in the battle. Well, in Joshua chapter 3, in verse number 1, we read that Joshua rose up early in the morning. Early in the morning, somewhere you'll find concerning all the people who did anything exciting for God, that they rose up early in the morning. So you need to set that alarm clock back for an hour, get up in the morning, get into the Word of God, let the Word of God get into you if you're going to win the battle. Well, we see here that when he got up early in the morning, in chapter 3 and verse number 1, it says the first thing they did was they removed from Shittim and came to Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and lodged there before they passed over. So they removed from Shittim. Now, if you read in Numbers chapter 25, verse number 1, it says, Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. There's a tremendous story there of what happened, and it all happened, it tells us, in Numbers 31 and verse number 16, because of the counsel of Balaam. Who was Balaam? Balaam was Israel's phony fundamentalist. We have a series of broadcasts on our internet. You can go to our website and see that. We have a series of articles also on Israel's phony fundamentalists. You can see what it led up to. But because of the counsel of this phony fundamentalist, Balaam, who the Bible very plainly says is in hell right now, but he sure sounded fundamental when he was talking. In any event, because of that, we see that the children of Israel committed a whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And as a result of that, we read in that Numbers chapter 25 and verse 3 that the anger of the Lord was kindled, and in verse 9 says 24,000 of them died in a plague. Well, we see the first thing that happens here when Joshua is going to begin this walk and get going, treading his feet to where he needs to go, is he's going to get out of this area where they have been, where they have been committing whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And so this big trip begins with the phrase, they removed. They removed from that area, and then it says they came to the Jordan. Now, as we have said, the Jordan represents death to self. Death to self. And so we see in Joshua chapter 4 and verse number 13 that 40,000 people prepared for war passed over before the Lord unto the battle. Now that's what we're talking about. We're talking about a battle. We're talking about the fact that we're not in a recreation room. We're in a battlefield. And 40,000 of them were prepared for the war. And that's what we said at the beginning of this broadcast. We need to be prepared for the war. And then we need to pass over before the Lord unto the battle. Now in chapter 5 and verse number 10, we read that they encamped at Gilgal and kept the Passover. Now that's really interesting. That's quite a contrast from when they had been in Shittim, where they had been committing whoredoms. Now it says they encamped at Gilgal and kept the Passover. Micah 6 and verse number 5 says, they came from Shittim unto Gilgal, that ye may know the righteousness of the Lord. Well, we get into chapter 6. God gives Joshua directions for how to fight this battle. And I think we can sum it up with that verse where God says, my ways are not your ways. There were some unusual instructions here. And we'll see it in our next broadcast. Be sure and tune in.